Hi, I'm soprano Lynn Church, an instructor of voice in the Department of Theater at Interlochen Center for the Arts. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Kids Commute at Interlochen.
Hello, kids commuters. Happy Friday. Welcome to the last day of SATB Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Our friend Lynn Church is here, an opera singer, a Broadway singer, an Interlochen voice instructor, and she's been teaching us all about SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. Now, Lynn, what happens when you put these voices together?
Well, what's really interesting, when you put these voices together, you get this big, full sound that basically encompasses the whole range of the human voice. You know, today we're going to hear something that's going to allow you to hear how maybe basses will start, then the tenors come in, then the altos come in, and the sopranos come in, and how they all work together.
And you can kind of hear, I think, in this piece, the way the different qualities of voice kind of bounce off each other.
Correct. And what's really interesting about this piece, too, is that it's a fugue. And a fugue means that these voices are going to be moving around a lot, but all in harmony with one another. You know, so there's no what we call dissonance, like nothing sounds wrong. It all fits together very, very well, but they're all moving and doing something unique and wonderful at the same time.
So here is a piece by Glenn Gould. It's called So You Wanna Write a Fugue. And again, you can hear all of the voices separately in their ideal qualities, and then you'll hear what happens when they start mashing together.
So you want to write a fugue. You've got the urge to write a fugue. You've got the nerve to write a fugue. So go ahead.
So you want to write a fugue. You've got the urge to write a fugue. You've got the nerve to write a fugue. So go ahead. So go ahead and write a fugue.
Come along and write a fugue.
So go ahead and write a fugue that we can sing. Go ahead.
Illusion, while a stretchy, be clever, for the sake of being clever, for the sake of showing off.
Never be clever for the sake of showing off.
Try right now.
Yes!
No!
We're going to write a fugue!
We're going to write a good one! We're going to write a fugue right now!
All four of our voices, S, A, T, and B, soprano, alto, tenor, bass, sang So You Want to Write a Fugue by Glenn Gould. That is fun hearing them work together like that.
Right?
That was great. And Lynn, thank you so much for being here this week.
Aw, thanks for having me.
Let's answer our Quizlet. We've been driving them crazy all week. The question, what's the musical term for when a singer's voice wiggles? It could be wide like a jump rope or fast like a cat. It creates a variation in pitch. It comes from the Italian word for vibrate. What's the answer, Lynn?
Vibrato.
Ta-da!
Yay!
Or we should say, da-da! Da-da!
<Sorry.
laughs> Now you know. Congratulations if you won yourself a Kids Commute prize pack. If you didn't, don't despair. We will have another chance for you to win next week. Lynn Church, it's been so much fun having you here this week.
Thank you. It's been really fun being here.
Thank you for coming. That's it for this week's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm producer Tony Biro.
Production help came from Joseph Levesque. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.